Last night's Philadelphia School Reform Commission meeting was full of drama and surprises. In the end, three more district schools were put on track to be converted to neighborhood-based charters. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, with one of the schools, the SRC went against the superintendent's wishes.
Philadelphia Superintendent William Height had recommended charter conversion for Cook Elementary in Logan and Huey Elementary in West Philadelphia, matching them respectively with charter operators Great Oaks and Global Leadership Academy. Height had originally also planned converting Wister Elementary in Germantown, but changed his mind after the district found evidence that the school was making progress.
We have seen some growth at Wister, and the acknowledgement of that growth then means that the school has moved out of a tier that then would normally require a most drastic intervention.
Even with that progress, only 3% of Wister students score proficient on state math tests, a point that infuriated many Wister parents who had become attached to the idea of a conversion.
My child deserves better. My child is in a failing school. The school been failing. This ain't the start. This ain't nothing new.
David Childs, a parent of a Wister first grader, sparred with the traditional public school advocates in the crowd who were happy that Height had chosen against turning the school over to Mastery Charter.
Y'all don't even live in my community. Y'all don't know what goes down with my kids. I see what goes on. Y'all don't be in our meetings. So don't talk about something that y'all don't know.
Novalette Jones's son is in pre-K at Wister. She praised Height for pushing to keep the school within district control.
I love the family that we have built at Wister, and I want to thank you for making that decision, because you have took a lot of weight off of our back with the fight, but we are now going to fight for our school.
Ultimately, though, the pro-conversion outcry was enough to push some of the SRC members to overrule Height. At the end of the nearly five-hour meeting, Commissioner Sylvia Sims introduced a surprise resolution that put conversion back on the table.
Families are literally crying for alternatives, and they have shown us by their choices that they are not pleased with the way we are educating their children.
Commissioners Bill Green and Feather Houston joined Sims to undo Height's recommendation. The commissioners voted 4-1 to proceed with charter conversion at the other two schools. SRC Chair Marge Neff voted against all the conversions, saying the district cannot afford the extra costs involved.
We're still in a zero-sum game when it comes to funding, and I don't believe that we can continue to do that, so I'm voting no.
These votes are technically not the final word. Another vote will be taken in March. After the meeting, Superintendent Height said he had a suspicion that the SRC was going to disagree with him about Wister.
The SRC just felt the weight of the parents. This was a lot to deal with. I mean, this was a tough and emotional piece. And what they said was they're not approving the charter, but instead continuing the process.
In other business, the SRC approved a plan to create a new non-selective Science Leadership Academy middle school in University City. It also rejected a revised bid for a new charter school from a group with past ties to the Catholic Church. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.